Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network.
I can help.
Yes, Joe Beningo in for
Boomer. I can feel like
Boomer
a little skate. I want to skate a little bit. You know what I mean? Not that I can skate.
Yeah.
Does Al do this? He plays all these kinds of tunes?
No, I think he's doing this for you.
Is this for me?
Yeah, and he told me you enjoy the music.
I do.
The music.
I'm a big music guy. Yeah, you know?
You're going to have to work hard to get one by him, Al.
Well, I mean, you know, you can get him by me. You get a lot of things by me.
No, not in a certain era as far as music's concerned.
Right, like 60s baseball and music, nothing's getting by me.
It's not. Probably.
You and Chernoff are really...
Chernoff is the best. I have to give Chernoff this. Now, he doesn't, you know, he can't go out there and sing like me,
right.
Okay? All right? Not that I'm any kind of great singer, but I'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
But as far as knowing, like, who did this song, like I actually have to defer to Chernoff on that.
You're close.
Because he's the best.
You are
no,
close.
No, but he's the best. There's no doubt about it.
I remember when we were in L.A. together, me, you, and Evan.
Right.
We put on the 60s channel
on Sirius. Oh,
and it was like name that tune.
Oh, yeah,
you would get it in 5 seconds every time.
Bro, 60s, 70s, 80s, I'm all over that. Even a lot of the 50s stuff. I kind of lost music after like early 90s, I started losing it.
When you started working here?
After Pearl Jam.
Okay, after Pearl Jam,
you know,
that was it.
In that area.
Yeah, so Chernoff, though, he knows so much about music.
No,
he really does. He makes these music references. I have no idea what he's talking about.
He does. He's the best.
He's like, yeah, it's like that OJ's song.
And I'm right.
Like, what?
Right,
Mark, right. I don't know.
No, he's the best.
I'm sorry.
Love Train? Is that what he was?
who the hell knows?
I'm just saying.
Who knows?
Money, you know? Money,
yeah.
money.
Yeah, so
money.
I remember last time we hosted together, you did. You sang Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the Sea, yes.
You sang the whole song.
The late, great Bobby Darin.
Yeah, you sang the whole entire song.
Yep.
And Minko danced to it.
Oh, yeah. God.
But Minko dancing, that airs. You talk about a guy with rhythm.
Oh, sure. Without a doubt.
We're going to get on Mink again today.
He's inspiring.
Poor guy.
I love Mink.
Yeah.
We all do.
Of course.
Yesterday, we were dusting off some of the clips of...
We had some fun with him yesterday. He wasn't aware, but we had some fun.
Oh, he didn't know? Yeah. Well,
no.
He did the overnight
the
other
day.
He did. Right. He did.
I'm going to do one more overnight before I retire.
Really?
One more.
Are you breaking news or did you say
that
before?
Well, no, I think I've talked about it. I'm going to have one more overnight with Martell producing.
Okay. Got to
have Martell producing.
Sure.
A Sugar Ray. I will do one more. Probably like maybe one of the last weeks I work, I'll do it.
All right. So pencil this in for 2025 then, right?
No, yeah. No, a little sooner than that.
For real, though, you have, and I think you should work forever, and I know you don't want to, but... I know you don't want to, but you should, as long as you can speak. You know, if you have to get wheeled in, the world needs you. But you have been saying for the last 10 years, this is it, bro.
No, I haven't been saying that.
I am done.
No, I haven't been saying that.
There's one more
last
contract.
Last couple years, not 10. Not 10.
One more.
Not 10.
I mean, at least.
One thing I will say, when I leave, I'm not coming back.
No, I know that. I know that.
There won't be like in 4 months, here I am again.
Don't
worry.
I left for Pittsburgh in 2010, I went out there, and you were saying that then, like, one more deal, that's it, and then I'm going down,
Florida. This time it's different now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm 65 years old. I mean, come on.
I know one thing that'll keep you around.
What's that?
We'll talk about it off the air.
Okay.
There's one thing.
We'll see. I can't wait to hear what this is.
Oh, you know it. I know the one thing that'll keep you around.
Yeah, okay, all right.
A little bit of a deal like some other people get.
Oh, maybe that. Yeah, I know where you're going.
Yeah.
If you're talking about working from home?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Well, that's it. Well, I will say that. No, I'm going to say it on the air right now. Chernoff knows it. The bottom line is, when my contract's up at the end of next year, there is no going back. The only way I continue working here is if I never have to walk in a building again.
Yeah, right.
So I'm saying it right now. Here it is.
So much for off the air.
Yeah, everybody wants it. Here you go.
Oh,
all the people at Entercom, whatever. And if they don't, and you know what? If they don't, well, then I'm done. That's it. It's very simple.
Live on the air negotiations.
It's very simple.
Aren't those the best?
Right, Low?
I understand.
I don't play games. Who's kidding who?
Why should you at this stage, right?
There's nothing, yeah.
By the way, that's the third reference to that California trip you guys took.
There's so much we could talk about.
You brought it up yesterday at
the
show.
We all stayed in the same room.
Right, but when you had Willie on yesterday, you touched on that. Right, about how Jay Horowitz was blaming you guys.
Remember that? Yes. He was blaming us that we knew something, and that's why we were out there.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
He goes, you guys
like,
on Willie.
We're the guys that are going to know something.
He goes, you guys on Willie Watch or something? You're on Willie Watch?
Oh, my God.
We just came out. You want to go to the NBA Finals. Get all front back, huh?
Right.
We don't even want to be at the Met game. Right. Seriously. Oh, I'll never forget, too. Me, you,
and Evan in one room.
You slept on the cot.
Right. Did I, or was it on the floor?
You slept on the cot.
Me, Evan, and Gio in like this expensive Beverly Hills hotel, right?
Right. That's right.
But we're all in one room.
It's where Whitney Houston died.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Was that hotel?
Yeah, that hotel.
Really?
Yep,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
But I do remember going for breakfast like on the next morning, whatever, and paying like $30 for, bacon and eggs.
Yeah. And that was in 2009.
Right.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. Now, but so in that hotel, I'll never forget this. We had to get up to go to the airport early in the morning.
Oh my God.
And you said, bro, I don't need an alarm. I just wake up. I'm my own alarm. You don't have to set the alarm.
Right. I haven't used an alarm in 40 years.
Yeah. So I'm like, how is that possible? So I'm like, all right, I'll test it. Fine. Like, you're going to be up. That's great. So I said, wake me up at 5 o'clock. So I just remember being passed out sleeping. And then I feel a smack. It's constant smack. I look up. It's you in nothing but your tighty whitey underwear.
Oh my God.
Standing over me.
That's a sick sight.
Smacking me, going, bro, it's 5. That's amazing.
The pain.
One more story since we're on it.
Yeah.
This is another
great. Lord, don't worry, Lord. You're getting paid anyway.
I'm just here to watch you guys.
As you know, I know it well.
Right. I've told this story before. It's right after the bro, it's 5.
Go ahead.
So we have to go to the airport. We get the valet to bring the rental car up, right? So Evan is driving the car. He loves to drive the car. You wanted to sit in the back. You always took the cot. You wanted to sit in the back of the car. You volunteered for the cot?
Yeah. The senior member of the trio.
Right.
You gave them the nice, cushy Beverly Hills hotel beds.
So we're rushing out of the hotel. We got to get to the airport. Joe's in the back. We had a convertible Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I do remember that.
It's you and the two suitcases in the back. I'm in the passenger seat. Evan gets in the front. We have to rush to the airport. And Evan goes, I don't have the keys. And then you start going crazy on the valet. This freaking valet guy, where is this guy? Can you get him over here? Where is this? What'd you do with the keys, bro?
I do remember that. Now
what do you do with the keys? Where are the freaking keys? And then we're out of the car looking on the ground under everything. Like, are you freaking kidding me? You're a valet guy? You lose the freaking key. We got to get to the airport. We're going to miss the flight. And then all of a sudden, you stand up. You go into your pocket and you go, oh, bro, here they are. The valet guy handed you the keys. You stuck them in your pocket.
Oh, my God.
That's no idea. No, you know what? That's something.
I hope you tipped him well.
Yeah, well, I probably did. Yeah. I mean,
what time is this? 6 o'clock in the morning?
Like 5:30.
Jeez, sun's not even up.
Yeah,
good God,
it was unbelievable. All right, you guys.
I do remember that. Now you mentioned it.
Yeah, that was hilarious. We laughed the whole way to the airport over that. Bro, here they are.
Never mind.
Yeah. All right, CeeLo, what you got for us?
All right,
brought to you by.
Yeah, I'm here. Brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. Make the most of your summer in a new Mini convertible. Speaking of convertibles, schedule a test drive at Mini of Monmouth and Mini of Westchester. 13 pitches into the bottom of the first, Masahiro Tanaka put himself and the Yankees in a 3-0 hole.
Well, here is a 3-1 to Bogarts as runners lead. Pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A 3-run home run by Bogarts to begin. What a terrible beginning for the Yankees.
John Sterling here on The Fan.
John's the best.
Yeah, he is.
He really is. The guy's a Hall of Famer. Let's go. Let's get him in already.
Sure. Well, Susan is
I know,
up for
but
now.
She is, too. Susan should certainly be in, and John should certainly be in.
Yeah, without a doubt.
451 feet way over the Green Monster. 7-0 after one, and Tanaka eventually chased in the fourth. He was charged with 12 runs on 12 hits and 3 walks. Ended up a 19-3 loss to the Red Sox. 8 players had at least 2 RBIs for Boston. That tied a Major League record. Second most earned runs allowed by a Yankee pitcher ever. Carl Mays allowed 13 in a complete game performance back in 1923. Pretty wild.
Wow.
Aaron Boone's starting pitchers have not been good for about a week now, all of them.
Well, I mean, it's been each guy this time through. So it's been, you know, one hiccup for every one of the guys, you know, that it's come in succession, you know, makes it difficult.
He's really trying to be careful right now because it's like if you rip the pitching too much, sure. Every other team around the league is going to want an arm and a leg for anyone that they're going after at the deadline.
Yeah. I mean, the starting pitching is, but the first four starts out of the break were really good for the Yankees, and now it's been the worst stretch in the history of the organization.
First four out of the break, if you remember, Boone was like, I'm comfortable with what we have right now, no problem. And now this turn to the rotation, they've been dreadful.
Let's be honest. Tanaka still is a very good big game pitcher, and obviously CC's day, his better days are behind them. Their rotation is – these guys are – James Paxton, come on. Yeah, Jay Happ, these guys are average pitches. I mean, let's be real about it.
Yeah, the Paxton thing's very disappointing.
I mean, come on. The
Brian Cashman did not trade for James Paxton to be a 3 or 4 starter. He traded for him to be a 1 or 1A, and he's been nowhere near that.
And now he had a dominant outing against the Red Sox early in the season. Man, they could use that tonight because, I mean, the bullpen is taxed. They bring Tarpley up last night. I don't even think he was at the game when it first started. I thought I heard them reference that on the broadcast, which is why maybe Tanaka was left out there as long as he was, because eventually they bring Tarpley in.
Right.
He gets shelled. And then they go to Sessa. You got Austin Romine there in the eighth inning.
Who knows Tanaka won after that?
It was rough, for sure. Anyway, Austin Romine in the eighth allows 3 runs on 4 hits, including a couple of homers. Tarpley was just recalled Thursday and now heading right back to Scranton.
We optioned Tarpley, and we'll make a corresponding move. We'll talk through some things.
You're likely pitching?
Not necessarily, no.
And maybe an outfielder because Brett Gardner lands on the IL with that sore knee. You would think Clint Frazier, and he has been hot the last few days at AAA, but they also could bring back Cameron Maybin, who's healthy now. He's been playing at AAA and has had a couple of big games since he started. It's not a rehab assignment, I don't think, but he's playing with them right now. So we'll see what kind of move that they make going forward for tonight's game. Back to last night's disaster, Luke Voit stating the obvious.
It's going to happen. I mean, we did get a ass kick tonight.
And they were pretty tired, he says.
Tough road trip yesterday. You know, we got in at 5:30 last night, not to make excuses, but... it just sucks.
Still own a huge lead atop the division. 3 games to go in this series as well. We'll see if James Paxton can right the ship tonight, opposed by Andrew Cashner. Pregame on The Fan begins at 6:30. Meantime, Thursday afternoon at Citi Field, the Mets taking care of business.
2-2 pitch. Conforto rolls it to the right side against the shift. Tatis can't reach it. It clanks off the ankle of Arias, rolls into short right field. That'll get another run home. Frazier around third, trots home standing.
Howie Rose, WCBS 880, RBI single for Michael Conforto. Todd Frazier also had a 2-run double as the Mets scored all of their runs in the first inning. Jacob DeGrom handled the rest, rather, in a 4-0 shutout of the Padres. For DeGrom, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. Finally, some early run supports as Mickey Callaway.
First inning had a good feel for the slider, so was able to move around in the zone. Kind of went up with it to the lefties and then back foot. So was able to keep guys off balance.
There's
with that
DeGrom
pitch.
Talking about his slider yesterday. Here was Mickey.
What I want Wheeler to do.
I'm all over
now
the place.
Now he's talking about Wheeler.
Good
now?
God. Sometimes, Joe, you mess up
job,
the sequence.
No,
it's
really
not that
don't.
Hard.
I
anyway,
know, I
know, well. 6th win of the year for DeGrom. He's allowed 1 or 0 runs in 73 of his first 160 career starts. That is the most since at least 1908. Only negative out of this game was Edwin Diaz taking a liner off his foot in the 9th non-save situation. He had to come out. X-rays were negative. By the way, did you catch Frazier and Anthony DiComo getting into a little back and forth?
Well,
not a back and forth, but Frazier responded to
a tweet.
Was
this a Twitter thing?
Yeah, it was. So I'll read you the quote from DiComo. A nice game today for trade candidate Todd Frazier, who has reached base in all 4 of his plate appearances. 2 walks, a single, and a 2-run double. And 0 strikeouts for just the 4th time in 16 games in the starting lineup this month. Now that was, I guess he then struck out in his final at bat of the night.
Yeah.
So I guess some people felt, Frazier included, that strikeout note was a little unnecessary. So here was the response from Frazier. Another useless stat by you. What else is new? I actually did strike out too. So get your calculator out and give the fans the percentages that they really don't care about. Keep up the good work, though.
Well, so this is the 2nd Anthony DiComo Mets player interaction on Twitter in the last couple of weeks.
Why do these guys care?
It's a good question.
I mean, how much money is Todd Frazier making? Do you really care what Anthony DeComo was saying?
You shouldn't.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, do you really care?
You shouldn't, but Noah also went after him, too, last week because DeComo made a comment about how Noah wasn't there standing at his locker after that extra inning loss in San Francisco. And he said, you know, he ripped him again. He said, you've just changed our relationship in one tweet. I don't know. These athletes are different, man. Now, Todd Frazier isn't a young guy.
No,
but
and he's a Jersey guy, too. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Like, I don't know how affected he is by it. Maybe he just, you know, like, fired that tweet off and then went about his day. Like, we assume just because they respond on Twitter, they're totally emotionally wrapped up in it.
He was retweeting responses for the better part of the rest of the day and night. And then he was going back and forth. He was going back and forth with Funhouse.
Thank God I'm not on Twitter.
So was Trevor Bauer. Did you see
this? Oh, I did not see that, no.
Yeah,
Funhouse, what is that? I thought that was like a thing you used to go to, like an amusement park.
It used to be. Not in today's day and age.
Now it's like some website?
Well, you don't know about that?
How could he possibly? He's not on Twitter.
About Funhouse. Because people tell him stuff. Like, Evan tells him
stuff. Why would I give a you-know-what about Funhouse?
All right. So
tell me. Seriously, Al. I mean, do I care? Do
you think I'm on Twitter? Let me explain it to you.
For example, later on, this will be on Funhouse.
100%. That guy, he doesn't miss anything.
So back after this is his Twitter account. He's the guy who takes all of the mic clips and then puts them back out there.
Okay.
So he put a clip of Mike talking about Trevor Bauer where Mike said, oh, the guy's a nutcase. He'll never work in New York. Okay, the guy's crazy. Right. So he puts that out there. And then tags Trevor Bauer in it, and Trevor Bauer responds to
Mike.
Well, not to Mike, but
to the guy who, to the back after this account.
Back after this, right?
To back after this.
What did he say? I didn't see that. Was that last night, I guess?
Yes. Yeah, so he did have a funny line, actually, Trevor Bauer, I have to admit. But he said, this is why traditional media is dying. All right, one second here as I find this thing. Here we go. All right, it says, LOL, nice. Tag me in this, looking to start drama, and I'm the head case and nut job and whatever else is said in this video. That's hilarious. Traditional media for you. This is why it's dying. I do love the logo in the background, though, if he only looked like that in real life. And the reason why he says that is Mike's logo is just glasses and his hair.
With the stethoscope.
And no mouth. So that was the funny line, if you only look like that in real life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Bauer and Mike and back after this.
And Todd Frazier.
And Anthony DeComo.
It's crazy. And we've got Syndergaard on the block and maybe a Wheeler extension. I mean, there's all kinds. You saw the Buster Olney tweet yesterday that the rival executives think that the Mets are beyond listening to offers on Noah, that they legitimately want to move him before next week's deadline. So you got a lot going on. And I know we're out of time. We didn't even get to any of the – you got Eli taking a little swipe at Odell yesterday.
Right.
You've got Le'Veon Bell. There's a lot.
He did so much to enhance the Giant brand.
Yeah, I know.
He did a lot.
So we'll get to all
good on that boat that next day before the playoff game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.